A hush had fallen over the tribe, and all eyes were on the two of us. He sat down and leered at me. And I mean leered, brother. There was no ordinary grin. I leered right back. Tried to, anyway, though I'd never really perfected a good leer. Then I turned to Missy again. Tell your brother that I've changed my mind. If he can mind his manners and act right, we'll forget the whole thing. Missy started to speak, but Scrunch lifted his paw for silence.
Not speak through sister. You have talk, you speak Scrunch.
All right. You asked for it. You've really done it this time. I was prepared to forget the whole thing and just let it slide, but by George, if you're going to keep pushing and mouthing off, well, hey, this could get serious. Come on! He didn't move. Come on! Get off your duff and let's settle this thing once and for all. I'm tired of waiting. I mean, I came out here to get you, Scrunch. Oh, I know you thought I was messing around with your sister. Ha! That's just what I wanted you to think. It was a trap, Scrunch. And you walked right into it. Oh, what a dumb brute you are. I didn't think you'd actually fall for it. I never dreamed it would be this easy. All these months I've been waiting to even the score between us, and I never dreamed that I could just walk into the canyon and you'd come to me. Speaking of silence, them coyotes were silent. Guess they couldn't believe what they were hearing. Scrunch glanced at Chief Gut, and Gut glanced at Missy, and Missy glanced at me. And I gave her a smile and a wink. Scrunch stood up, and so did the hair on the back of his neck.
Scrunch killed chicken dog.
You think so? You actually think that? Ha! Holy cats, where have you been all your life? You've been up in the Bojacks too long, Scrunch. You're so country it hurts. I mean, you're pathetic. I almost feel sorry for you. I took a step towards him. You still don't understand, do you? It still hadn't soaked through your thick barbarian skull that you've walked right into my trap. Ha! Huh, I can't believe this.
Scrunch cut his eyes towards old Gut.
Scrunch killed chicken dog.
There was a little less conviction this time. Okay. I marched right up to him until there weren't more than a couple of inches between our noses. If you're bound and determined to go through with this, let's get it on. But first, I want you to do something. I want you to ask yourself this question. Why would a smart dog walk right into the middle of a bunch of coyotes in their country? Put your little brain to work on that, Scrunch. If you figure it out, you'll know the secret. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Nobody moved.